Back to school shopping is the second biggest shopping season of the year for retailers, trailing only Christmas. According to the National Retail Federation's annual survey, back to school shoppers will spend $29.5 billion this year. For families with children in grades K through 12, that works out to an average price tag of $688. The price of back-to-school shopping may put a drain on family bank accounts, but it also has an impact on students' confidence. Here's 13-year-old Kaya Arias de Cordoba.
It's a tough time to fit in.
Kaya starts school on Thursday at Sikhs Charter Middle School in Kaimuki. The eighth grader started a nonprofit organization this year to provide clothing and school supplies to middle and high school students who may not be able to afford them.
Maybe it will help them with their self-esteem and going back to school, because that is a stressful part about going back to school.
Her organization, called Back to School Hawaii, held clothing drives and collected nearly 2,000 pounds of gently used clothing, from dresses to ball caps, tights, and t-shirts.
They've been donating clothing and money. People have donated backpacks and some school supplies.
She set up a crowdfunding site that raised enough money to set up her organization, as well as buy additional supplies and items that needed to be purchased as new, like underwear and socks.
What Kaya's doing is an inspiration to a lot of other kids.
That's Kaya's mom, Heather Arias de Cordoba.
I think at their age, a lot of them are looking for something to do that's outreach within the community, but they don't necessarily know where they can go or what they're capable of.
Mom has been Kaya's biggest supporter in helping her put her ideas into action. Together, the two are planning a pop-up event at the end of the month in Kalihi, where students pay a $2 cover charge and can choose items from her Back to School Hawaii collection.
Where you can get about 5 pieces of clothing, and the first 48 people will get a backpack full of the basic needs of like school supplies, and the first 100 people will get shaved ice.
Donations of clothing, backpacks, and school supplies are still being accepted. Details for the pop-up event are being finalized. Updates and contact information for donating are available on the Back to School Hawaii Facebook page. For HPR News, I am Kuvehi Hiraishi.